swung on, line drive to right field near the line. Fair ball. It'll get down and go to the wall. Brantley on his way to second. Kipnis scores. Lindor scores. There's the big hit from Michael Brantley. A two-run double down the right field line. And the Indians have a 2-0 lead here in inning number three. Michael Brantley gets his 16th double. He has 34 runs batted in. And the Indians, with three straight hits off Jordan Zimmermann to take the early lead here tonight in front of a packed house.
There you have a little bit of earlier this weekend on Michael Brantley, All-Star Michael Brantley. And joining us, as he does every Monday, Bob DiBiase of the Indians. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
We're doing great. And so is Michael Brantley. We didn't know what was to expect for him this season after only playing, what, a handful of games last year and dealing with a number of injuries. So health-wise is good, and everything's going great for him, I guess, so far.
Yeah, indeed. I think the story in spring training that was – I think at the top of the charts was the health of Michael Brantley. I think it was 11 games, I think, was the number that he played 2016. And as we started the 2017 season, I think all eyes were focused on Michael in spring training to see what kind of comeback he would be able to make. Would he be ready, when the season started in April? And obviously, he's so gratified that he's, being a member of the All-Star team, one of five Cleveland Indians who are in Miami right now. I think they landed just a couple hours ago after a real late game last night. But, Michael, one of the premier outfielders in baseball, and it's really wonderful to have him back and back at full strength.
You know, Bob, what strikes me about Michael is when he comes back from injury, he always seems to be on the mark. He's ready to go. Other players, oftentimes, it takes them a while to get going. But with Michael, it seems like he's always doing something special almost right away.
He's an incredibly disciplined athlete. I will tell you that his routines and work ethic are as good as anybody you would ever want to talk about or emulate for being a young athlete and just watching somebody in your clubhouse, how they go about their business. I think Carlos Carrasco and a few others talk about, Corey Kluber in the same way. But I think the position players look at Michael. He's not a real outgoing, loud guy, very quiet, but he's really a determined, disciplined, professional athlete, understands what it takes to be at your best and try to be at your best every day. So, yeah, it's no coincidence that when he does come off the DL that he's ready to play.
We are talking today with Bob DiBiase. Well, the Indians have finished their first half of the season, and couldn't be any a better position than we are right now. And in fact, we had until last night, we had a pretty good string going here getting into the All-Star game.
Yeah, we ran into an All-Star pitcher last night that we just couldn't get the big hit against. And, Mr. Fulmer's a pretty darn good pitcher here in the big leagues. But we had been on a nice roll. I guess when you sit here at the All-Star break and you look at our first half of the season and what kind of grade would you give this baseball team, we ended the month of April in first place. We ended the month of May tied for first. We ended the month of June in first place. And here at the All-Star game, we sit in first place. So that's the goal, is to win your division. And the third best record in the American League, some inconsistencies during the first half. So maybe you give ourselves a B+. If you're a tough grader, Houston's the only team really that gets an A because they've just taken off and become the premier team of the first half of the baseball season. I think you'd give us a B+ because you know, we're doing what we need to do, and that is be a first place team. And but as we look towards the second half, we need to get our starting rotation be more consistent. We need to get a little bit better clutch hitting, which we've seen of late. And we've been a good second half team under Terry Francona. So I think everybody's looking forward to an exciting finish of this baseball season and hopefully a nice run in October.
And how is our manager faring?
He's doing okay. You know, he's, I think right now, really bummed that he's not in Miami to be there with his entire coaching staff. And five of his players would be something that Terry would absolutely cherish. Not an easy conversation. Chris Antonetti, our president of baseball operations, and Mike Chernoff, our GM, had with Terry to talk him out of going and being on late-night flights, like I said, getting in at 4:35 in the morning and you know, the things that, and then to be ready to do the things you need to do as the skipper of the American League All-Stars. But I know it's bothering him. He's really bummed that he's not there with his coaching staff and five of his players, because, again, he absolutely cherishes those types of opportunities. They don't come around very often, but his health is paramount, and he'll be ready to go when we open up the second half of the season on Friday the 14th. We're in Oakland for three, San Francisco for three. We don't come back home till Rock and Blast on July 21st and 22nd.
And these are all going to be those late-night kind of games as well. So we're going to
get... For us, yeah.
Well, yes, sure, exactly.
For us. But for him, no. But for him, it'll be normal routine.
Right.
Flying to the West Coast, you know, I think, you know, we'll see. Hopefully he's all good and ready to go, which the plan is. And, again, we're just we're happy and excited for the fact that we finally found what the issue was that was troubling him, and the good people at the Cleveland Clinic have fixed him, and we're ready to roll.
That's good. Of course, all his players will be there representing. Corey Kluber, though, I guess won't be pitching because of his short, you know, his game last night. Won't give enough time to rest, but the other players will be represented quite well. And Jose Ramirez starting there at third base. That'll be nice to see.
Yeah, that's fun. 17 home runs, hit another one last night. I think he's third in the American League in hitting. I think he's hitting around 325, 326, somewhere in that neighborhood. And really has just come into his own the last year and a half. Just a terrific ball player and plays with such a fun flair and a fun enthusiasm. You know, he and Frankie Lindor, they're 23, 24 years old, young kids just having the time of their lives and are truly talented athletes that we enjoy watching play.
Yep, and I see that he thanked the fans on a special video that he's been working on in English, so that should be nice to see, and you can find out more at Indians.com all about that. There's a lot of fun social media things, too, that the Tribe's doing this year. So you can tell when that side of stuff spills over off the field is a lot of fun. You can tell that things are going well in the clubhouse and for the Indians, that's for sure.
Being a first-place team helps a lot. you know when you're winning, and again, not at the level that this team believes that it could win at, but, you know, you're doing what you need to do. I think we have a real fun second half of the season to look forward to.
Sounds great. Well, we'll be talking again with Bob DiBiase of the Indians on the other side of the All-Star game as well. Bob, have a good week.
Thank you, boys. Take care.